Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. And we have another day today with Katie McGrady, an interview that we did on the Good News Cruise earlier this year with Ave Maria, where we were discussing the book of Ephesians. So we're continuing on today with Katie McGrady, host of the Katie McGrady Show on Sirius XM. Katie's going to read a little set of verses for us at Ephesians 1. And we're just going to go through and we're going to stop and ask the Holy Spirit to tell us more. We're going to discuss a little bit about what God's putting on our hearts. And then if we feel prompting to keep going, we're going to keep going, because the Holy Spirit is in charge here. So if you can't tell, I love Ephesians. It's my favorite. There was like a couple months where I was like, I'm going to go to a different book. And the Holy Spirit was like, nope, go back to Ephesians. You have not internalized this enough. So what we're going to, the beginning, what I love about Ephesians, just a quick note before Katie reads, is the first three chapters are like, just gospel. Paul, who's writing us from prison, is like, this is who you are in Christ. And then as we get to Ephesians 4 through 6, it's going to become more instructional of how we really walk worthy of that reality of our identity. So Katie, why don't you start? Let's do 1 through 10, that first little paragraph. And if you follow along, we'll do 1 through 10, and then we'll go ahead and dive in.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the holy ones who are in Ephesus, faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption by his blood, the forgiveness of transgressions, in accord with the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us. In all wisdom and insight he has made known to us the mystery of his will, in accord with his favor that he set forth in him, as a plan for the fullness of times to sum up all things in Christ, in heaven and on earth. And if yours looks different, I've got like the old school NAB, not the NABRE.
Okay. Yeah, so you might have a different translation. We could honestly spend the rest of the week just on those 10 verses. Like,
lavished.
That is a good chunk of just beautiful scripture. And so let's start with 3. Katie, is there anything, I mean, just off the top, anything that is just sticking out to you that as you were reading that the Holy Spirit was just highlighting?
Paul, like, sometimes is very personal in his greetings and sometimes very distant. And Ephesus, the church in Ephesus, he lets them know, like, right away, hey, he chose you. Mm. Like, he chose us in him. Which I have to feel, historically, was probably a very comforting thing for them to hear.
Yeah.
But I think it's also, like, you're not accidental. Like, you're chosen. The Sisters of Life wear a medal around their neck that makes reference to this poem about the incarnation and how in the first moment of the incarnation, when Mary says yes, nothing again was casual or small. Mm-hmm. And like, because he chose us. Like, he chose to come to us. He chose us to be on a boat. He chose us to be able to read scripture. Like, he chose us. So that's hearing that. Yeah. We make so many choices. I've been struck by, like, being on a cruise. You walk into the buffet and you're like, where do I begin?
Yeah. I was like, circling for 20 minutes.
Yeah, like, I can't, I don't know where anything
like,
is.
I
just want a cup of coffee, right? Like, and then it's like 10 different creamer choices. I'm not good with that. But last night at dinner, I mentioned to the guy that I was gluten-free. And so, and they have like gluten-free options. And I'm doing fine. I'm not going to starve on a boat. But then he came up to me after dinner and he was like, if you want to select something for tomorrow night that isn't gluten-free, I can make it gluten-free, which was very kind of him. He's working hard for that tip.
Sweet man.
But then I was like, oh no, I'm making the choice. What if I don't want this tomorrow night? Mm. And now I've made this man make this for me special. I'm locked in on my choice. And I was like laboring over it. And I keep thinking I'm going to get in trouble on the cruise. Like, I'm going to do something and somebody's be like, off the boat. You're done. Yeah. Like, we're leaving
you
in Cozumel.
Off
yeah, literally in the ocean. But yeah, the choices that we are forced with making can seem very overwhelming. And God's not overwhelmed by choosing us. And in fact, chooses us over and over and over
That's
again.
So beautiful. Yeah. And I was reflecting on that. First, it's so funny, Paul. I mean, he's writing so many of these letters from prison.
if I was writing from prison, I don't know if this would be my tone. You know, I'd be like, well, how hard are you guys working to get me out of here? You know, I'd be like, the food is terrible. You know, like probably like 10 minutes of complaining, you know, in the first. And if you think about it, they had one copy of the letter and it would come and they would proclaim it. So you're thinking of this as being proclaimed in the middle of the community of Ephesus. And that's why I love what you pointed out, Katie, because I was reflecting on that too this morning, that first verse, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing. And so you just think about this reality, and the thing about what Katie was saying of being chosen, that's one of our spiritual blessings in Christ. But if you think of as you sit here now, as we sit here now on this boat that's moving through the ocean, is you, because of what Christ has done in your baptism, have access to every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Mm-hmm. That this is actually, Paul is now, he's sitting in a jail cell, he's sitting in prison, and he's like, I'm so excited about who I am in mm-hmm. Christ, about who you are in Christ. I have to write you this letter to tell you that actually everything, and this is one of my favorite things from the catechism that Paul's getting at here, everything that belongs to Jesus by nature now belongs to us by baptism. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So it's even like this reality of being chosen, that even like the chosenness of Jesus, the way that the Father chooses his only son, mm-hmm. that's how he chooses me.
Through adoption.
That's how he chooses you. Like, yeah. Yes, through this adoption. And it's just like I was looking out the windows in the middle of the ocean, like the God that created all of this before there was even this water mm-hmm. chose me.
Yeah. And knew you'd chose be here you. Right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Chose us before the foundation of the world. Isn't that like... It just it makes me want to jump up and down on this boat, right? Isn't that an amazing reality? Mm-hmm. That thing of like, and we want to skip ahead already to verse 10, but just that verse 2, you're blessed in Christ with every spiritual blessing, and you're chosen. God has chosen you before he did anything else. When he was in a relationship of love with the Son and the power of the Holy Spirit, he chose you. So beautiful. All right, let's keep going. We're going to be here for
this might take a while.
10 years. Going to Ephesians. Right. This is why this is like on my show I get through like two. All right, what else is sticking out to you, Katie?
Well, so I heard Dr. Bob Rice give a talk a few years ago about the adoption of the church, right? Like you're an adopted member of God's family. And there can be this temptation to think like, "Oh, so we're like extra." That's not to say that like if you have adopted children, they're not your real children. Mm-hmm. But like there's like legal paperwork to the component of your adoption mm-hmm. type thing. And so this is going to be a nerdy deep cut here, but so Dr. Bob Rice gave this beautiful reflection on in the early church, in Rome especially, if a child was born with a birth defect or if there were, you know, some, the family felt like they couldn't afford the child, they would literally take their child and throw them over the Roman walls and like cast their child out. And it was, I mean, it's a cruel, it's infanticide, it's a horrific reality. And it was the Christians, the early Christians, who were the ones who would go collect those children mm-hmm. and adopt them. Mm-hmm. And if you legally like filed the paperwork to save this child who'd been tossed over the walls, you would then be murdered or killed mm-hmm. if you chose to toss the baby again. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? It's kind of a weird little part of our history, and I'm sure you've heard this before. Sure. This is Dr. Bob Rice's point. I'm stealing it from him completely. I heard it in a talk. But this idea of like you make the choice to adopt, and then you're not stuck, but like the responsibility of that. So if you're adopted... Mm-hmm. God is actively choosing you. He's stuck with you. You can't really like leave that.
Yeah.
But also the great gift of that. Mm-hmm. And so my sister, the canon lawyer, I asked her one time, what's your favorite canon? Like, what's your favorite law of the church? And listeners of the show will remember this. She was like, oh, it's... And she rattled off the number. I'm not smart enough to remember the number. But there's a canon. There's a law in our church that says that when you're baptized, the pastor legally must make haste in filing the paperwork. So where, like, you are so chosen into the life of the church that he will get in trouble if he doesn't put the record literally in the filing cabinet that claims you as a baptized child of
That's
God.
Beautiful.
And then that paperwork exists on you mm-hmm. until you die. My grandfather passed away in March of 2024, and we were, you know, you have a lot of paperwork that you have to do when somebody dies. I kind of forgot that there's, like, a birth certificate and a death certificate, and you have to, like, hold on to those two things when you go to Social Security offices to maintain all the stuff.
Yeah.
And so in this big file of things that he had kept, obviously in his own life, was his baptismal certificate mm-hmm. from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And it was the weirdest and wildest thing to see, like, yeah, this is the document that we hold on to as a church that claims you as one of us. Mm-hmm. And we have paperwork to represent it. God just has his heart.
Yeah.
So that word adoption stands out because this is part of who he is to us and who we are to him.
Right. Yeah. He said,
Hurry up. Just kidding. No, that's so beautiful. And I think as you're talking, one of the realities I'm thinking of is, like, my mom is a Jewish convert, and so my siblings and I are all Jewish through the bloodline of my mother. And so we celebrate all the Jewish holidays growing up. And I love this. I talk about this so much. In the Jewish Passover, there's a section where you're recounting, because it's all about remembering. You know, we remember. And the whole Passover is about remembering, mm-hmm. you know, the Exodus from Egypt. And that's one of the things that Moses tells us, says, mark that, write this on the palms of your hands, tell your children. There's a whole section where you're marking through the story, and it's a call and response. And there's this beautiful word. You want to learn a little Hebrew? You guys want to learn a little Hebrew? Yeah. Okay, that was the lame response. Do you want to learn it?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. There's a word in Hebrew called Dayenu. Say Dayenu.
Dayenu.
And it means it would have been enough for us. Mm. And so it goes through every single piece of the story. And I guess they did that on the
Chosen. They did.
Chosen.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
He does it with the women. Yeah.
And you go through, and we would do a Messianic Seder where you go through all the way from creation, all the way through the Exodus, all the way to Jesus dying on the cross. And it's like the leader reads it, and even my dad would do it even though he was a Gentile, so technically breaking Jewish law. But he would go through and you would say, like, if he had not parted the Red Sea and brought us onto the other side, and then everyone says, Dayenu, it would have been enough for us. If he would have given us manna in the desert, Dayenu, it would have been enough for us. If he would have not led our forefathers into the promised land, Dayenu, it would have been enough for us. If he would not taken us out of exile in Babylon, Dayenu, it would have been enough for us. And you go all the way to Jesus. And it's the reality of, like, this whole adoption reality, or like even what we're reading. He's like, you're blessed in Christ with every spiritual blessing. You're chosen before the foundation of the world. You're made holy and blameless. You're destined in love. You're redeemed. You're forgiven. All of these. I mean, just in these 10 verses, we have you're blessed, you're chosen, you're destined, you're redeemed, you're forgiven. Like, this is who you are. And it just, each one gets better and better. You're adopted into God's family. And I'm just thinking of this thing, Dayenu, of like, okay, if it was just that, if I would have just been, like, even if I was just an extra, you mm-hmm. know, in God's family, saved from sin, Dayenu, that would have been enough. But this adoption reality that goes even deeper, that it's like, you're not just adopted, and Paul will talk about this in Galatians, is you're not just adopted as a son or daughter, that we are actually grafted onto the sonship of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so the adoption that we receive is we're actually brought directly into the exact relationship that God the Father has to his only begotten son. Yeah. And so it's not like he's like, okay, I have all these kids now and I got to spread, you know, I got to spread my love. And like, you're still the favorite, you know, like I'm clearly still my dad's favorite, you know, so my siblings can watch this, you know, but it's like we are actually brought into, like, that's what we're adopted into. Yeah. And so it's so, I love you're talking about that paperwork, because it's like, this marking, this actual reality. And it's like we know it in our heads. We're sitting here, we know it in our heads. And even as we go throughout our day today, like, what would happen to you? What would happen to me if we went through the rest of our day and this actually more real than the people we're interacting with, more real than the water that we're on, more real than the coffee that we're drinking, that the most real thing about you and me is that this is our reality. Mm-hmm. And this is what we're pulling from, that who am I? I've been brought into the very sonship of Jesus Christ.
Join us again tomorrow for our last day with Katie McGrady discussing this intro to the book of Ephesians. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at avemariaradio.net and at renewalministries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burak's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.